tear tonight. But before you did, got your hair combed right. Yeah. The neighborhood watch those who score, and they're knocking at your door. Let them knock some more. They're saying you need a little protection.
Welcome to Too Much Rock, podcast number 593. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Spoon from Austin, Texas. The song's called The Hardest Cut. It's on the band's new album, Lucifer on the Sofa, which came out a couple weeks ago, February 11th, on Matador Records. This album is a rough and tumble sort of record, much better than the, semi-electronic one that they put out a few years ago. And it kind of reminded me of all the good things I like about Spoon. So good song there, some good songs on the album. Give that one a listen. You might find something you enjoy there. Anyway, I got music for you this week. Let's start off with a kind of louder set here. This is Friends of Cesar Romero with Athena Crystal.
Yeah.
Whatever garage that was recorded in, that is the place for me. That is Mud City Manglers from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The song is 1234 Motherfucker. It's on the band's debut album, Heartful of Hate, which came out in 2000 on Stolen Records, though that album has just been re-released in Spaghetti Town in the last couple of months. The band also put out a second album back in like 2019, 2020. I don't have that one, but based on how good that first one is, I think I should probably pick that one up. Before that, we heard from Mad Mojo Jet, the song Tarzan. It's on the B-side of the Partyville 7-inch that comes out this Friday, February 25th, on Chiputa Records, that band based out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And if you enjoy that song, you're going to enjoy that 7-inch, you're going to enjoy that band. And then we started things off there with Friends of Cesar Romero, the song Athena Crystal. That is on the EP In the Cold Cruel Eyes of a Million Stars, just a 4-song digital-only Bandcamp thing that the band put out January of this year. That's the project of Johnny Waylon Miller, based out of Rapid City, South Dakota. So three bands there, punk rock, all above the snow line. Let's see. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. More music now. I'll slow it down just a little bit here. Here's one from the Suede Crocodiles. The song is called Paint Yourself a Rainbow.
Paint yourself a rainbow. of the evening I see you. So bright, you are shining right where you're standing waiting. Your heart eyes, did this color
little tour of the Western world there with a stop in Umeå, Sweden, thanks to Anika Norlin there. We heard the song Tonight from the album Mentor. It came out January 21st of this year on Razia Records. You may know Anika's name from Hello Safe Rider Sackert, and this is the first album, I think, that she's released under her own name. I was a big fan of those other bands and their early recordings, but I kind of lost touch with the projects. I was happy to find something new, and this one's good. The songwriting is still just as good, though it's a little more polished than those past efforts. Before that, we heard from Love Burns with the song Stormy Waters. That's on the It Should Have Been Tomorrow album. It just came out February 4th of this year on Jigsaw Records. That's the project of Phil Sutton, based out of Queens, New York. That song is good. I think there's another one on there that I really like, but a lot of the album is a little too mellow for me. So you may want to give that one a listen on your favorite streaming service and then plop down the money for the vinyl if that's how things work for you. And that set started off with the Suede Crocodiles from Glasgow, Scotland. The song was Paint Yourself a Rainbow. It was recorded in 1984, though never released because the band broke up. But I found that on a compilation called The Sunshine's Here, The Roots of Indie Pop, 1980 to 1984, released in 2021 on Cherry Red Records. I've played cuts from that for the last couple of weeks, and this one's from the third and final disc in that set. The third disc is a winner, and I think that makes the whole set a winner, too. Well, I guess I should wrap things up here, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 593. I've been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, we've got Beach House coming to town on the 22nd at the Midland. 23rd, Ghost is at the Cable Dahmer Arena. The 24th, Thelma and the Sleaze is playing Minibar. 25th, Slashes at the Midland. Daniel Gum is playing at Manor Records, the new venue in Strawberry Hill. I think that's their first show. The 25th, Abandoned Sea has their release party at Minibar. On the 26th, we have Nan and the One Night Stands playing at Records with Merit. The 24th, Dilettante at the Toilet Bowl. That's a house venue in Lawrence. On the 5th, Frog Pond is playing at the Bottleneck. On the 7th, Parquet Courts at Liberty Hall. On the 8th, Sheer Mag is at the Uptown. On the 9th, Pears are at the Minibar. 11th, Floggin' Molly at the Truman. The 14th, Gully Boys is playing at Ship. 16th, Death Heaven at Granada, or Choir Boy is playing at Farewell Transmission. 17th, Gel at 2232. And the 19th, Vitreous Humor at the Bottleneck. Also, John Prine tribute show that night at the Record Bar. Anyway, looking at the website, there are photos and video up of the Harrisonics Cool 100's Lonnie Fisher show. And there'll be more things coming up there soon, but I'm still working on those. All right, one track left for you here. I'm going to play one by a band called Boy with Apple. It's a band from Gothenburg, Sweden. The song I play is called Green Eyes, and it's on an EP called Walk in the Park, digital-only affair put out by Varro Records in 2020. It's a little bit dream pop. It's a little bit shoegaze. This one here is on the poppier side. I like it a lot. So we'll end here. As again, Boy with Apple, the song Green Eyes. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.